The classification of cannabis has long been a contentious issue, with the plant currently categorized as a Schedule Y substance under United States federal law. This classification implies that cannabis is deemed to have no accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. However, the debate around its reclassification has gained momentum, particularly with recent recommendations from the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, suggesting that marijuana be reconsidered as a Schedule III drug. This recommendation, led by HHS Assistant Secretary for Health Rachel L. Levine, MD, highlights a pivotal shift in acknowledging cannabis's potential medical benefits. Influential organizations play a critical role in shaping drug policies. The American Nurses Association, ANA, stands at the forefront of this movement. As a leading professional organization, representing over 5 million registered nurses in the United States, the ANA advocates for evidence-based practice and patient-centered care. FAQs, frequently asked questions. What is the current classification of cannabis in the United States? Cannabis is currently classified as a Schedule I substance under federal law, which indicates that it is considered to have a high potential for abuse and no accepted medical use. This classification imposes significant restrictions on research and medical access. What role does the American Nurses Association, ANA, play in cannabis reclassification? The American Nurses Association is a leading professional organization in healthcare that advocates for evidence-based practices. Recently, the ANA has publicly supported the reclassification of cannabis for medical purposes, highlighting its potential benefits for patient care and public health outcomes. Why is reclassifying cannabis to Schedule III considered beneficial? Reclassifying cannabis to Schedule III could enhance medical research opportunities and improve patient access to treatment. It would allow for more rigorous scientific study of cannabis's medical benefits and facilitate its integration into clinical practice.